It appears one of the biggest stars in the National Football League is heading to prison. An attorney for Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick announced yesterday that Vick will plead guilty to felony charges related to illegal dogfighting. Vick will formally enter his plea at a court hearing next Monday. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
According to his lawyer, Michael Vick made the decision last Friday. Then Vick consulted with his family before announcing yesterday, through attorney Billy Martin, that he would plead guilty to the federal conspiracy charges pending against him. With a strong case by prosecutors, with three co-defendants ready to testify against Vick at trial, the quarterback who dazzled NFL fans with his Houdini-like escapes from pursuing defenders ran out of legal running room. In the statement from Martin, Vick accepted full responsibility for his actions and the mistakes he has made. Said Martin, Michael wishes to apologize again to everyone who's been hurt by this matter. Vick will be in court next Monday. Federal Judge Henry Hudson will set a sentencing date, and he'll also hear details of Vick's involvement in the case. Two co-defendants who pleaded guilty last week said Vick ran the gambling operation behind the dogfighting enterprise and that Vick helped execute dogs that didn't perform well by hanging and drowning. Prosecutors reportedly will recommend 12 to 18 months in prison. That's considered tough for defendants like Vick with no prior criminal record. Judge Hudson doesn't have to follow the recommendation. Attorney Sean Wright doesn't think Hudson will be influenced by angry, animal-loving citizens calling for Vick's head. Wright is a criminal defense lawyer who worked for years with Billy Martin.
There are people that have committed voluntary or involuntary manslaughter, and we want blood because they've killed someone, and some of them have served less than a year in jail. So, yeah, the media outcry is there, and this is a stand-up judge, and he's going to do what's right.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Billy Martin said, "Football is not the most important thing in Michael Vick's life. He wants to get his life back on track. But it's through football that the country has witnessed Vick's dramatic fall from the top. The number one draft pick in 2001, Vick was promoted as the future of the NFL, a talented running quarterback who would redefine the position. He was the toast of the league and Atlanta." In this clip from an ESPN feature, an Atlanta interviewer got up close and personal with the city's football superstar.
Tell me three things that people may not know about Michael Vick.
Three things. I love animals, love fishing, and I'm a mama's boy.
What was once soft and fuzzy about Michael Vick is now full of hard edges. The league that loved him so is mad as hell. After the dogfighting story first emerged, Vick told NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell he wasn't involved. In a statement yesterday, the NFL said, "We totally condemn the conduct outlined in the charges, which is inconsistent with what Michael Vick previously told both our office and the Falcons." The league is doing its own investigation, and Goodell won't take action until that's completed. It said a likely first course of action could be an indefinite suspension of Vick. That would also allow the Falcons to recoup some of what they've paid their quarterback. In 2004, he signed a 10-year, $130 million contract with a signing bonus of around $22 million. If he's suspended by the league, Vick would be considered in default of his contract, and the Falcons could try to reclaim the signing bonus as they continue to try to reclaim their image. Tom Goldman, NPR News.